Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the skies are mostly clear this evening, with a gentle breeze sweeping through Tel Aviv and Haifa offering a pleasant atmosphere. In Jerusalem, the night is mild, providing a comfortable setting for evening activities. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the Times of Israel reports that Israel and Hezbollah have renewed their ceasefire after recent tensions, but the IDF will remain operational in southern Lebanon. Also, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post noted that the IDF struck 80 Hezbollah targets, resulting in the deaths of dozens of terrorists after ceasefire violations. Also this hour, JNS reports that U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee criticized France for its stance on Israel's actions in Lebanon, stating that Hezbollah is to blame for the ongoing conflict. Separately, Axios highlighted that the U.S. confirms the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire is back on, though continued fighting has delayed talks between the U.S. and Iran. And finally, I-24 News from earlier today states that Israel promises a strong response following the deaths of 4 soldiers in southern Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. The Israel Defense Forces posted just minutes ago, affirming their commitment to safeguarding civilians amidst Hezbollah's ceasefire violations. Dan Linnaeus, a political analyst, shared earlier today that the White House's submission of an understanding with Iran to Congress is insufficient, as tensions with Hezbollah continue. Belaz News reported in the past half hour that Israeli forces hit approximately 150 targets in southern Lebanon, resulting in numerous Hezbollah casualties, even as a new ceasefire was established. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire news, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. and Qatar successfully mediated a truce through Tehran to manage Hezbollah's actions in southern Lebanon. This move underscores Iran's significant influence over Hezbollah, highlighting the complex diplomatic dynamics in the region. For civilians in Lebanon and northern Israel, stability remains uncertain as military presence continues. Turning to the IDF operations earlier today, the Jerusalem Post detailed that the strikes targeted Hezbollah's infrastructure in the Bekwa'a Valley. This decisive action followed the tragic loss of 4 Israeli soldiers, marking a firm response to violations. For residents near the border, the situation remains tense. Meanwhile, JNS reported on U.S. Ambassador Huckabee's rebuke of France's criticism. He emphasized that Hezbollah, not Israel, impedes peace efforts. This highlights the international divisions over the conflict, impacting diplomatic resolutions. In parallel, Axios reported that renewed ceasefire efforts have stalled U.S.-Iran negotiations. The delay reflects the broader geopolitical implications, with potential ramifications for international relations and regional stability. Finally, the vow of a strong Israeli response, as covered by I-24 News, signals continued military readiness following recent casualties. This stance may influence future engagements in the region, affecting peace prospects and security dynamics. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports from earlier this week that a court in Haifa has halted the auction of Holocaust items, responding to concerns about preserving historical memory. This decision reflects the ongoing sensitivity of handling Holocaust-related artifacts. Separately, Globes highlighted an announcement by Liad Agmon at the Globes Tech Il conference. The Israeli entrepreneur introduced a new startup focused on developing innovative electronic solutions, showcasing Israel's vibrant tech industry. And finally, CTEC revealed that Benny Landa's business empire faces legal challenges as Altana seeks insolvency proceedings. This development marks another chapter in the ongoing saga of Landa's corporate struggles. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.